But it's not just this aspect to admire about him, that he continued his comparison in this way, but that he also conceived something even greater and more astounding. Firstly, he structured his discourse in the form of questions, which is appropriate for topics that are certain and acknowledged, and then expanded it through fast-paced and multifaceted wording. For he doesn't just use one, two, or three terms, but several. On top of this, instead of referring to the individuals directly, he introduces the names of the concepts, depicting high virtue here and extreme vice there, and he shows the disparity between them to be vast and immeasurable, so much so that it doesn't even require evidence. For what fellowship, he says, have righteousness and iniquity?